And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. All 2024. Bonus episode is up. Let's get straight to it. Tide Hour is on the clock. The most suggested story in the Patreon.
Lord help us.
Was the pastor... pregnant mistress went to church on Sunday to confront his wife. His wife didn't know the members were pissed and wanted him out. The video is 10 minutes long, but just imagine a church with pews. Now, pews let you know everything you need to know.
Okay, that means we going back.
If you got pews in 2024, it tells you everything you need to
know. You already know it's in Mississippi. That's what you know. If there's pews in the church, we're in Mississippi, correct? Yes, we are.
Was it in Mississippi for real?
Yes.
You wasn't going to be wrong. And listen, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The church did not just get wild. What has happened is people have
phones
that can record an internet to share and other people of the world can see.
Yes.
People be like, this is what happened with the church. I've been in church my whole life. I done seen some things and I done heard some stories. Now, I had never seen the pregnant mistress walk in ready to fight the pastor's wife. But I done heard some stuff.
Listen, me and Marcus, see, we don't ever get to be in the mess. We missed the coup that was thrown at our church before last, that where the members showed up with the thought of, Pastor, you can't be here. And we happened to leave before it happened.
Oh!
Me and Marcus were like, we always miss the good stuff.
How did you find out that it happened?
A member that used to go there as well told us what happened. You know, Major doesn't remember this. Major always like, I met you at your friend's funeral. I'm like, Major, we went to church together. Hilarious. Nigga.
I remember when we met at the Merge.
Nobody remembers me. This is why I have red hair. And then people maybe will be like, I remember you.
I remember you, Angel. I said,
no,
man,
you a lie.
Me and that girl going to be a podcast host today.
You
one
a
day.
Lie. But this mess right here was pandemonium. And it was like, what exactly is happening? I couldn't figure out which one was. Mistress was the one who was kicked out first, correct? At the top of the video.
I feel like I agree with you.
Okay, because then there was another woman in a white shirt with crinkly hair
that
also got pulled up out of the church. And I said, now who? I need arrows pointing to who's who.
Like TMZ does a good job of orientating the viewer. Orienting the viewer.
Yeah. Orienting sounds right.
Yes.
I was just listening to a bunch of, Pastor, this is not right. You got the color out of here. This is not in the Lord's house. We all not have it. you hearing a lot of that. But Pastor, this is unnecessary. You got to go right now. Right now. That's what I heard a lot of throughout that video. I was like, what? I don't care about no deacon. I got the role. You got to get up out of here. It was a bunch of that.
The reason it's so funny, my cheeks hurt. There's so many women in my life at my first church who would have sounded just like, if this happened.
Yes.
This is the house of the Lord.
Yes.
This is not the place for this.
It was.
You take that mess outside.
Yes. This is an abomination to the word of God. This is not the time or the place. It was so much of that. I was like, ooh. It was like a cacophony of that many. Yeah, all right, we're going to let them talk. All right. It was, I was like, wow.
And I love that somebody was just like,
It wasn't just somebody. There were so many people like this. So many people. Because when that person would pan to follow the action, you would see people also panning with their phones. And I, then this scene, I would have did the same. There ain't no way I'm not capturing it. I would have been disgusted. But I would have did it as a live so you could also hear my
perspective.
Now see, that is Carol. Okay, Carol, I knew she was sleeping with the pastor because she ain't been in the choir for I don't know how long, but she always here for choir rehearsal and ain't no choir. That would have been.
I'm surprised people wasn't recording on their iPads. That's one of my favorite. I love an old person.
Yes, it'd be so big. It'd be so big.
Yeah, this is wrong. This is so wrong.
No, you
gotta
open it because they have the flap on it too. Yes, that's what it, the case.
Pastor, this is wrong.
Shaunice, is it recording or not? Shaunice, press it.
One of my favorite memories with my children, we went to his homegirl's bat mitzvah and a mother had her iPad up and was holding it. Never press record.
Yeah,
and held that thing for this baby speech for 15 minutes. And Isaiah tapped me and Melissa was like, look, and she's just.
Oh.
And ain't nothing is happening. There's no red button pressed. Oh. Ain't no time going. She's just. I'm so proud.
This has done that a couple of times in his content creating journey. He's been like, yeah, we're looking at all this. And I'm like, hey, hold on, let me see something. He's like, God. I know I pressed it. It's this stupid iPhone. I'll be
let
like,
let me see something real quick. Y'all hold on. I forgot to eat my oatmeal.
Go eat your oatmeal. So, listen, you're really going to get your oatmeal? Yes.
I'm hungry.
I thought when I saw it, I watched it early this morning, and I saw the commotion. What bothered me the most was the pastor being so adamant that he wasn't gonna leave. He said, I'm the pastor of this church. The police come, they can't take me up out of here because I'm the pastor and I ain't done nothing to nobody in here. We're gonna do it in an orderly fashion. And it says that the deacon per paragraph 2, section 1, there has got to be a call to vote. And then the head deacon. Only then can the head remove. And I ain't done nothing. Can I ask one question? Now, mind you, he kept saying, y'all won't let me. I just asked to ask one question. Now, mind you, this nigga done talked. His one question could have gotten out a long time ago. He's like, can I? And then when I tell you the sheriffs came up in there, he's like, I am the pastor. I've done okay, I'll talk to you. I said, yeah, I bet you put that mic down now.
You know what you just reminded me of?
What?
That doggone Tyler Perry parody.
Oh, we're going to talk about that too.
Whew.
We're going to talk about that. I can't wait to talk about it.
Whew.
But real quick, before we jump stop it, because I want to talk about that too. Did you see the wife talk after?
Mm-mm.
There's a second video.
Oh, I didn't see the second video.
That infuriated me.
What happened on the second video?
I think it's a different Sunday. He's got on a white suit with a white bow tie and a black shirt. Hated it.
Gotta leave that yet?
Had to, because I was
let him
like,
know. Hated it.
The wife is in a white shirt, and he was like, I'm going to let y'all hear from the first lady. And she's like, this is how I knew I was never supposed to be a first lady. This is how I knew I wasn't supposed to date no minister or no pastor, because the grace, humility,
mm-hmm.
the twitch of stupidity that she had to carry is something I can't. She was like, I know y'all see me standing here. And it's not because I'm strong. I'm weak. Mm-hmm. And we have both failed you.
Mm.
Now, your husband is the one who had the affair and is about to have a baby on you.
But you got
to
take that with him. Like that movie, Honk for Jesus.
Yeah.
Regina Hall's character.
She was like, let this be a testimony for this church. This is the words that came out of her mouth. Don't let this tear us down, this church down or apart. Let this be a testimony for our church. And that they overcame that their trifling ass pastor couldn't keep his penis in his pants.
Penises want to go in different places. I don't know what's so hard to understand about that.
Y'all
don't understand. Penises.
I was just like, no. No. I would have been like, boo. No.
What would you have said if you were the first lady?
Y'all better vote this nigga up out of here. He's not. Listen. I'm not saying that he can't get better. I'm not saying that one day he can't be a good pastor, but he ain't ready. He is not ready.
He has proven that he's not ready.
If we're the bride of Christ, he's the whore. We got to get him up out.
You got to tell him no.
We got to tell him no. Because he liked to party.
He liked to party.
Let him get himself together. Let him set, like they like to set down the women. Mm-hmm. Let him set down.
Don't you? The funny thing about this is, I didn't grow up in any churches. I feel like Baptists, AME, I know for sure, the deacons board have the most power in those churches.
Uh-huh.
And the board of trustees, they can vote you out. I grew up in PAW. The pastor was the pastor till the pastor died.
Right. There was no board.
There's no board. What are you? But
I'm bored of you talking to me about where's the board.
I built this church, or my daddy built this church, or my granddaddy built this church.
Yeah.
I don't care what y'all could leave.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see some stuff where y'all left and went to a different church.
Yeah.
But I'm not leaving. But them vote out pastor churches? Get your butt out of here.
It was just the arrogance of him not realizing, no, you need to just, you have caused this chaos. You.
He's a pastor.
And he was like, y'all ain't about to make me leave. Sir, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a mistress, a baby on the way, a wife in the church. One of them has got to go.
Let the baby go.
I'm not going to take care of that baby.
Get the baby out of here, man.
I never planned on taking care of that child.
The baby don't add no value to my life. Big headache. The baby is nothing but a headache.
Let's pretend that didn't happen.
Get the baby out of here, man. Who ain't had a baby on the side? I ain't the only one. Let he who has not had a baby on the side cast the first stone. A lot of people can do that. A lot of people. Yes. It's who had no sin.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Come on. You had a baby, Charles. I was in Nam.
Nuh-uh, Pastor. That is different. It was the most chaotic thing I've seen in a long time. And it was more so not the mistake, but the sheer arrogance of I ain't leaving. I am the pastor that blew my mind.
Who cares what I done?
Who cares? I'm going to do it again.
I got a parking space. You understand?
I'm not about to lose my job, too. If I can get Sheila to hold on, you niggas is going to have to hold on, too, to me.
Hilarious.
But yeah.
Woo. Feel good about it?
Feel good about it. We can move on to the Tyler Perry spoof.
Now listen. Not Another Church Movie is a direct parody of Tyler Perry and his work. I think the guy's name is like Ryler Scary or something like that.
Yes.
I'm not surprised that movie was made. I'm surprised Jamie Foxx was in there. Vivica was in there.
They got all the foxes.
Hilarious. Who else was in there?
Lamorne?
No, I said church movie. I said not another teen movie. Tyler Pratt. That was just, yes, and yes, Mickey Rourke. And Tisha Campbell.
Yes, she's playing the like Tamla Mann character.
Tyler Perry is no stranger to parody.
Right.
Boondocks went after him tough to the point where I heard that episode, you can't even hardly watch it good.
Yeah.
Because what his lawyers did. What you think gonna happen, Angel? Because it looked like the movie's made and it wasn't no low budget.
It's coming out. This is what I want to say.
Taylor Ferry is his name.
Taylor. They probably don't want me to say it out loud. Me, Barisha, and Denora started writing a movie just like this, and I think we titled it a Not Another Church Movie.
Mm-hmm.
About back in 2015. I'm trying to find the notes for it. And we collectively were like, well, no, first it was Brisha that was just like, this is before she worked with him yet. She said, I have a feeling I'm going to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Our main character was Talor Puri. Okay. And it started off with a big church scene. Well, it looked like a church on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
and like you're seeing it like from an aerial shot.
Yep.
But then when you pull out, you find out it's just a big church hat that has a grassy knoll with a church on top of it.
I mean, that's a great opening sequence.
Right? With all the things, with why did I get married, references where the dude is like, you too fat to ride in the car.
All the like, great scenes?
Yeah, but instead of her having to drive a car to go somewhere, she has to ride a skateboard behind his truck.
Did y'all shoot any test footage or y'all just wrote it?
What we did was we wrote the treatment, we wrote out the beat acts and all this other stuff. Like we had all of the things that we wanted to seem as more of a homage to Tyler Perry versus a poke.
An homage?
Yeah. Yeah.
An homage?
Yeah, it's kind of like Scary Movie. What we were thinking was it'll be like Scary Movie where we pull out all the monumental moments in the different movies
and
that he is.
And all the slasher films.
Yes. But then we were like, but will he see it? That's a homage. That's when we were like.
I don't think he would have seen that.
Maybe he won't.
He won't.
Yeah. No, but that was our intention was, oh, we've got to do this. He has so many movies that there should be a parody of him. So when I saw that and I saw the trailer this morning, I literally texted to Brisha and she was like, I saw, shaking my head. I was like, yeah, yeah. I don't know how well this is going to go.
Man.
And did Denora ever respond? Hold on, let me see.
Don't do your face like that when you look at your phone, Angel.
Did Denora ever respond?
Please, I want to have young friends.
She said, didn't we write that movie 15 years ago? Listen. That was her response. That was her response. And I am kind of, while like, yeah, it would have been nice to have made it, I'm also kind of glad that we didn't.
Listen, I never even got that far. But also, we have creative, what do they say? Great minds think alike.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know how to write a treatment. But I was like, I was going to do some sketches, playmakers, because we made fun of Eddie Long many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely didn't think that we had the money to make a movie. But my wife was like, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
This video is called New Birth Crowns Eddie Long as King. Aunt is in white face. I'm thin still. This was before we were in the industry. We was just people living in Lakewood, Washington.
Yeah, just doing whatever.
I don't listen. Parody is parody.
Yeah.
The thing about it that's interesting is you can't really, like, what can you really do about parody? I don't think you can do anything legally.
No, parody is covered by law.
Yeah, so I wonder how Tyler got the Boondocks. Did he really get the Boondocks episode taken down, or is that a rumor?
I don't know.
Also, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's true or not.
Because did they use his name? Or did they?
I think like, they implied.
Did they imply? Because, you know, like with Usher, they use Usher's name. I can't remember in that Boondocks episode.
I'm looking it up now.
Because it could be, you can get somebody on slander, maybe. Yeah. Or actually using their image.
First of all, the episode is called, it's Winston Jerome. It wasn't Tyler.
Winston Jerome.
The episode is called Pause.
Yes. Yeah. I remember.
Okay, so this, the Wikipedia, which you know is absolutely the truth, says Tyler Perry was infuriated by Paz contacting TBS executives, Turner Broadcasting executives, and threatening to reevaluate his relationship with the company. When Paz aired, Perry had two series broadcasts on Turner Networks, Tyler Perry's House of Pain and Ethan Brown. Following an encore airing on June 26, 2010, the episode did not rerun again on Adult Swim until May 29, 2020. As part of a marathon featuring the previously banned episodes, The Hunger Strike and the Uncle Ruckus reality show. Dang.
It was a crazy time.
Dang.
That was a crazy.
That's some power, though.
Yeah, I mean.
10 years?
Listen, they went in hard. Oh, it was called, We called ours In the Beginning.
Y'all movie?
Yes. In the Beginning. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. We had, these were the, okay. It was going to be based off of the four couples of Why Did I Get Married? And it says, the Janet couple, we will use the fact that this couple lost their son in the original movie. However, the son in our movie will be older and possibly narrate the film. Also, the son's death will be related to some sort of dance or step competition.
Is this a treatment?
Yes.
Some sort of dance or step competition?
Yeah, like, I don't know, something. And like,
he was this from Stop the Yard?
Yes. Because we were like, we want to parody mostly Tyler Perry stuff, but we'll do like
pull
little
from other things.
Yeah. Tasha's character, we will focus on the ghetto-ness of this couple.
The ghetto-ness.
Mm-hmm. As well as the physical abuse and sexual passion. Also, this couple will be in jeopardy of losing their barbershop, beauty salon, unless they raise an enormous amount of money. This will be won through either a fundraiser or a competition. Someone in this couple will be a drug addict and have STDs. So in the end of the movie, they will lip sync to a song after they've given their life to Christ. I'm not going to read this one part.
What happened, Angel?
Not reading that one. And then there's the Jill's couple. This female will be the lead of the movie. Her husband will treat her badly and cheat on her with other women. Her husband will also be our cross. We use cross dressing, but her husband will play the woman, the Madea character of the movie, dressing in his wife's clothes and claiming to be his own aunt. In the end, Jill will leave her husband for a younger, handsome man and lose an enormous amount of weight.
Yeah. Angel, man, don't be afraid. Go on and make it.
Oh, Angel, I can't believe you just gave that entire log line to the public.
I did.
It's public domain now. Mickey Mouse.
No NDA in sight.
No NDA in sight.
No, listen, try to make it and see what happens.
Listen, that's what... me and Melissa went back and forth so many times. She was like, Kevin... Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. We had.
Don't you want to meet him one day? And I'm telling you, as a comedian, the problem with comedians is we are loyal to the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it don't come hell or high water. I got to get this joke off. Yeah. But I didn't do it.
Yeah, no. We just have it on paper. That actually does give it its own copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's a fix to something. Y'all didn't know that. But we're not. I don't foresee us.
You don't think it's getting developed?
We're going to go there with it. But at one point in time, we were ambitious. This was in 2009.
Yeah, this is, you was on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then come out to 24.
You're just missing the Angel Investor. Hello, Kevin Sage Studios.
Where were you?
Fully back.
Pass. Hard pass?
Pass.
Listen, no, I really think we can do this, guys. I think we can.
I want to begin
this Variety article, studio. Angel Kenan War takes a fully back by Kevin Sage Studios.
But
2009
yeah,
no. was 15 years ago?
Yeah,
because my sure son turned 15
was,
man.
I was
this
in
year.
High school.
Wait, did I write this before I got pregnant with him?
Don't say your age at stuff. You know we don't like that. We don't want you to place your age at time.
He's
sorry.
Like, no, I will. Sorry. Wait a minute. I can't. I wish I could see when. I don't remember if it was. Oh, I was pregnant. I was writing this while I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Yep.
All the great ideas.
I'm going to say one of the moments that I wanted to parody, and this is sad. When Michael Ealy threw that baby out the window on For Colored Girls.
Why did you want to parody
that? I said, I wanted the baby to hit the...
like Baxter?
No. When the fire department helps you and they put
the trampoline up?
I wanted the baby to bounce and somebody to catch it like a football in my parody. I said, it'd be funny because Michael Ealy was like, I said, I know he ain't finna throw that baby out. He said...
You don't know the play For Colored Girls?
I do. They ain't throw no baby out the window, did they?
There's a whole monologue about him dropping the baby.
Out the window?
Yes.
I kind of dozed off a little bit. It was too intense for me. Anyway, moving on. Angel's fellow actress and rapper, Sierra, apparently was not too fond of Stunner Girl. Stunner Girl. I'm feeling old, man, because I didn't even know about this.
Oh, about her?
Never heard of Stunner Girl.
Oh, listen, I ain't
Stunner
heard
Girl. Ain't, Josh ain't told me, Kev, you got to check out. Josh is my connection to the youth and the new music.
To
Josh,
be honest, though, she does have a song that is a little bobby. I didn't hear about no Stunner Girl, though.
You ain't hearing about Stunner Girl?
No, I heard How We Roll. And that one. That's nice little.
Is it still on YouTube? Anyway, Stunner Girl made a song using a Sierra beat, and Sierra's team was like, "Ah, that's crazy." No, though. And Stunner Girl responded, "I literally hate when producers use samples. These artists be acting like they made the beat. It's so many people that use the beat, but Sierra team written me saying she personally contacted them about me. But anytime I done use the beat that was sampled by a white artist, they don't give AF.
What does that stand for?
AF?
AF.
Yeah, what is that?
After?
I don't know.
Aflac?
I'm 40. I don't know. Somebody responded and said, Sierra got money. Sierra got to make money from her music somehow, sis. She said she better go moonwalk through some venues and leave me alone.
Jesus.
And then another person responded and said, wait, I know Miss 1-2-Step not tripping out after all the girl code stuff she be preaching about. And Stunner Girl said, that girl code stuff be fake. These old hoes be hating. And the most bizarre thing about this, I was like, is Sierra old hoes?
Yeah, she's an old hoe like us.
Sierra old ho? I thought Sierra, what, 33?
33?
How old is she?
She gotta be older than 33.
She's 38.
I was about to say, look, Kevin. She auntie.
It's 38 old hoes?
Nigga, yes, we are auntie uncle.
38. When do you cross into old hoes?
When you ask, when do you cross into old hoes?
First of all, let me tell you what I'm not prepared for. So in that Drewski sketch I was talking about, he said, you know, them old heads was like, yeah, I was born in 79, you know, I'm 82.
I heard when he said 79 and I said, wanted to punch the sky.
That ain't too far from my birthday.
You're like, why would he say that number?
I said, am I the old heads?
I was created in 79. I was born in 80. I said, you bastard. I hope the Qs stomp you. I was more mad at that than I was doing. I was just like, okay, yeah, maybe you shouldn't be doing the hooks and stuff. But wait.
So I asked Twitter, I said, am I old head? And they were like, yeah, you old head, man. When I be tweeting about my anime stuff, they be tweeting me, man, Unk going through it.
Oh, Unk? You didn't know you were Unk?
Unk?
Okay, you've been Unk.
You've been.
When did I become Unk?
People at the show say, oh, man, you're like my uncle.
Kevin, you thought you were still with the youth? Yeah, you go. Come on, Unk. Get it. Come on.
Everybody who says, oh, man, I watched your videos when I was in middle school.
I know.
Those are the ones calling you
Unk. But Shannon Sharp is Unk. I can't be Unk if Shannon Sharp is Unk.
You know why? Plantar fasciitis.
Plantar. That fasciitis.
Plantar, whatever.
No, I mean, that fasciitis be fasciitin.
That fasciitis. You know what else? Your shoulder doesn't want to stay in the location that it's supposed
it's
to.
It's loose.
You know what else?
What?
Where's your hair?
It's gone.
Yeah.
Is that, that's Unk?
You Unk. You Unk.
And I can't do nothing?
You can't do nothing about it. You can embrace it. That's what I did. I didn't know I became auntie.
You fight it and it sticks out like a sword.
Oh, it's worse to fight it.
Soon as they're like, yeah, you like my aunt. There's somebody who calls me their TT. And
that
I was like,
angel.
So I was like, all right, well, here we go. I mean, but I'm a dope ass aunt, so I don't care.
Can somebody say, Kev, meet all the qualifications to be Unk?
Yes.
What give me Unk? Bald head.
Give us the qualifications.
Belly.
Oh, yeah.
Wife of almost 20 years.
Oh, vet. Automatically. You got kids that are about to graduate from damn high school.
That's, I don't like it.
You big Unk.
I know, man.
Can people call you for money and you actually give it?
That's a rich uncle.
And I like Werther's Original and Reason. I like those for a long time, though. I didn't really talk about it, but that Reason is a good candy.
You done went over to Granny.
Werther's? That butterscotch?
Werther's? Lord Jesus.
Josh, I was eating Werther's.
The one in the little bags that come with...
The little gold wrapper? When I was about 11, 12, I'll find me a Werther's. A Reason? Reason!
The fact that we both said, give me that baby.
That is Unk. asking for that baby for sure.
Yeah, give me that baby.
When I see baby's hat and it's cold, I say, where's that baby's hat? That's just black, though.
That is black. But give me that baby.
Give me that baby.
These young people don't say, give me that baby. They be like, she's so cute.
You lucky you don't have no baby.
Oh, give me that baby.
You bet not. You have a baby around. I know I ain't been down to your house yet. Have that baby. Have that baby. I'll be like, give me that doggone baby. You don't know what to do with it.
Go over there. The baby ain't gonna be there. The baby's gonna be at my house. Bring that baby over here. Y'all go have fun.
Especially if it's a girl. Oh my God.
Y'all go have fun.
You go fight me for partial custody of that baby. You have a girl. I'll be in the court like, Your Honor, this is my Mexican child. What do you mean?
I told you I was 1/4. I have it on tape many times in the past.
This boy does not know how to raise a child. Give it here. He can visit it on the weekends.
Josh will be like, do you need a car seat? I already got one installed. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the hospital. This is great. Congratulations. Hand it over.
Hand me the baby.
Hand me that baby so I can swaddle it up. You don't even know how to swaddle. You got to go over, back and back. And let me buy the little doona. That's the new stroller.
Oh, the doona. They
the
got
doona
the
go
they,
in.
But they fit in the aisles now of the planes. They got the narrow ones.
Yeah, they got narrow ones.
Oh, that's very, my gift also. That's Unk.
That's a good gift.
That you give the stroller.
I done
that's
bought a really about good gift. 7 doonas.
You said, here you go.
Because it's always on the people's. Because
it's a high reach. Expensive. Those are high reach. Yeah,
like and people send me their, me and Melissa, their list.
Oh, Lord.
I said, nah, I got to give you that doona. Got Mel and Greg a doona. Got my boy Kenny a doona.
I said, and I told her husband, Nick, I said, be mad if you want to. This my baby. I said, don't be upset when me and the baby got on matching outfits. Because me and this baby is wearing matching outfits.
You're going to be in every family photo.
Yeah. Baby got on matching outfits.
I said, I don't want to hear nothing. I said, get over it now or be mad.
Angel's going to have her own family photos at the Pennies.
Yes.
Every year.
And I told her, I said, I will arrange pictures for absolutely me and this baby.
Sneaking the baby into Angel's family photo. Angel, you had a girl.
No sneaking. It's scheduled. It's on the calendar.
Surrogate.
This is the only god baby I've gotten to live near. This is my baby.
Give it here. And I'm not. Get me. And I done grab the baby by the shoulder. And I didn't want to hurt it.
I'm going to push you down by your head as I slowly take the baby from you. My baby. And so he was like, her husband was like, I understand. I said, I don't even care if you do or not.
You don't have to understand.
I don't care. My baby.
The baby gone like a thief of the night.
My baby. And because it's a girl and Marcus loves little girls.
Oh.
My baby.
Listen, Micaiah, when Mel and them had Micaiah, boy, Angel was over the house. This is Angel. And we having a Christmas party at my house.
My baby.
The baby tucked in.
Yes.
Knocked head off to the side.
My baby.
Angel talking like the, yeah. So anyway, what we had told them is that the contractor has to come over by 12 p.m.
And now that's what she does to Marcus. Marcus will be like,
she pat Marcus back.
Yes, she'll sit there and pat his back for a good 5 minutes.
Where were we just at that she was doing that?
She did that at your party.
It was at my party.
And then she did it at our holiday party. Y'all had already left. We tried to take a picture with other people. Marcus couldn't put her down because she was
like this. She was at my party for the TBS show. You saw her piece of her.
It's in my vlog.
This baby was patting Marcus.
Yeah.
She had her head on him and she's patting him like, it's all right. I know you're tired. She's like, girl, he is holding you.
Yes. And she's like, but I know he needs this. He needs it.
Low-key, I was thinking my sons are getting older. And
you gonna adopt?
No. Somewhere in there I cracked. I said, you know, I don't want my children to have no baby too early.
And you thought about it. And
then
when
they was old, I was like,
that's Unk, Kev.
Worst things could happen.
y'all worst with a grandchild, just sickening.
Isaiah were to have an unplanned pregnancy, and I'm joking about you,
it would be a 5-minute conversation to be like, wow, how could you? All right, so this is what
this
we're
baby
actually,
oh, lives here.
Oh, right, exactly.
You can forget about it. This baby lives here at our home.
Y'all about to have his whole family shacking up with y'all.
Everybody in.
Everybody in. Across from them.
Yeah.
The baby is living with us. I am a father.
Your entire office is now the nursery.
Josh, I don't have no obligation to make you a great person. All I have to do is fulfill all my desires.
Yeah. Because
when we had y'all, we ain't have no bread.
Right, right.
We, you know, we, listen, all JoJo's clothes was Zay Zay's clothes. Mm. All Zay Zay's clothes was somebody else's clothes. Right, right. We don't have you to, we can't go and get you your own pants all the time.
Yeah.
Hush.
You just go out to wear it.
Wear these pants in Hush. You if don't even you know keep what pants growing, are.
You're just going to have high waters.
But a new child, last name Fredericks, first name whatever.
What if they named the baby Kevin?
Oh my God. What if they named
him? I might get a tattoo of that baby's face with no tattoos on my body. I might get my grand baby. Give me my grand. This is going to be me immediately. Where's my grand?
No, you are going now, you to know be Pop the on meme stage. Of you at the at your NAACP nomination party.
Crying?
All the time.
Oh, man.
You know my grand.
Give me. You know, I was going to go on tour. Chris Rock and Kevin Hart asked me to go on tour, but I had my grand
so that I weekend.
I can't be anywhere. I got to be with my grands. Mm-hmm. 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 Now, y'all go in there, get something to eat.
Yeah.
And tell your daddy you're going to stay over here this school year.
This school year.
What?
Yeah, you would be no good. You would be no good.
Woo!
None whatsoever.
I ain't told my kids to have sex, but I said, listen. When they leave the house, I'd be like, don't be out there having sex. And if you do, wear a condom. If you don't,
bring the baby here.
Bring the baby here to our
but
personal
y'all
home.
About to be
we got
the,
a guest room.
But y'all about to be the grandparents to the dad of the baby. That's not that premium grandparent space. I know because no. I will too. It's the grandparent. I know you shift off if you want to, but if thank there's you. If the mama's mama is mommying.
Let me tell you what
I don't know what you. I don't know how you gonna win.
I will frame their family.
So sorry, your whole family went to prison.
I will orchestrate life in prison for everyone. Mm. The mother visitation rights. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want this? I'm a powerful man in Hollywood.
Is that right? I get to go to the exclusive places to eat where they don't let you have a cell phone.
I meet with the mayor.
I sat next to Lori Loughlin.
Okay.
You see her? Did she get in trouble?
She's still there. She did her time. She's still there.
Now listen, you can give me this baby, or I can take this baby.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm gonna have that baby.
I'm
understand
have that
me?
Baby.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny when my niece got pregnant, Tammy's daughter, and Tam was she spent. Oh my God! How could you? Oh,
I remember. Oh, this.
What did we teach you?
The minute.
Josh,
the second that baby came out.
All of it's a farce. You're lying. The baby has no idea you felt that way. What are you talking about? Get in here and learn and be with me, abuela. That's going to be me.
Abuela, but Sierra, back to her.
Yeah. She be having babies still. She just had one.
No. Stunna Girl and Sierra.
Oh, that's how it started. Jesus, that was a
we
that was
never
a rant.
Commented on the topic.
That was a
I
rant.
Was actually, I Googled, I was trying to, I couldn't see the name of the song.
I've heard it. I think it's.
What's it called?
I don't remember what it's called, but I think it does. It's either My Goodies or 1-2 Step that she samples.
What's Stunna Girl song called? Is it Stand Up?
I think Kevin, now.
I thought you was in the raps. Hold on, let me see if this is it. Listen. I thought you got an album coming out.
Yeah.
That's where Sierra said no.
Ooh.
I can make a dick stand up. I can make a dick stand up.
This is hip hop.
Oh, bust on my back.
Lord Jesus.
Reverse.
God, dog.
Wait, who's this?
I'm a good bitch gang.
Stunna Girl, stand up.
She from LA?
She sounds like come you, correct. I don't even pay my rent or nothing.
Oh, she from SAC.
I'm about to say, she sounds like she's from California at least.
She's from NorCal. This is kind of fire.
The pussy only gets you to the corner store and back.
Rapping on beat, that is so 2010.
Bro, they don't care, bro.
I can make a dick stand up. Bust on my cat. Don't forget that.
Where's your YG on this?
She's out of here. What are we even talking about?
I didn't even recognize. I thought her name was Stunner Girl XYG.
Stunner Girl XYG. Unk. This Stunner Girl XYZ. What is his name? XYL? YG? There we go. I was like, what is
it's YG.
It's the YG Whisper. All
right, we get it. We get it. Get it, Josh.
I make a dick stand up. You said, but he didn't hear.
You might not have heard this. He I'm looking at name. The thing. Mm-hmm. I said, Stunner Girl XYG. I thought that was her name.
Uncle.
Who is Stunner Girl XY? Oh, this is YG. He's not in the picture, Josh. It's just a picture of a blinged out flip.
I can make a dick stand up.
Huh? Is there a video?
No, it's just audio over a picture of her.
Stunner Girl X.
Stunner Girl X. I bet Sierra and them team didn't get 10 seconds into this. Cease and desist. Yes. Turn it off. That you ain't going to be able to put this on nothing but YouTube and SoundCloud. You won't be putting this on the radio.
She better absolutely clear not that if she wants to get paid.
Sierra?
Yes.
Sierra's not clearing that.
I don't think that song's going anywhere.
It's coming out. And if she doesn't own her masters. Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
70K views, baby.
Oh, that.
I don't meant to ask you this. Maybe you know. I don't think it's going anywhere. I don't know.
I might not.
I was listening to Chance the Rapper's album, Color and Book. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite rap albums. He has a lot of features on there. And he said he's independent. Do you have to pay for the feature? Do the record label pay, or do you sometimes share the money?
Sometimes you can do swaps.
Feature for feature?
I get, like, a lot of times when J. Cole's on a feature or whatever, there's more oftentimes where he might just give it, or he might just be like, oh, let me get a feature from you, Kendrick. Here's a feature from me.
Okay.
Travis Scott, whatever.
So he get no money up front or no money off the song?
Sometimes it's even swaps, but sometimes there's a big check that comes with that.
From the record label?
From the record label as a part of their budget for their album.
Okay. So that's when they say J. Cole has $2,000 per word for a feature. That's coming from the label.
Yeah.
But people can do a feature if they just want to.
Yes, and like, usually you get a percentage of the, like you negotiate what your percentage
of the publishing?
Yes, will be.
Got it, because I'm like,
Sierra did get those masters back. Shouts to Westbrook.
What, Russell?
Yeah.
He bought her masters?
I heard didn't that he? Was a rumor. But I she does know. Have her masters.
I don't know this. This is all new to me.
No, I'm okay. It might have just been a rumor, but she definitely got her master's
yeah,
back.
Yeah, she did get her master's back.
I thought he bought them back for her, but I could be wrong.
You don't think women have enough money to buy their masters?
No.
It was a rumor that Russell Wilson, not Westbrook, Westbrook. I didn't say Westbrook.
Oh, Wilson, sorry.
Listen, Josh joined us.
Come on, baby.
That's the 3-0.
You don't hit that 30 now.
Come on in. Russell Wilson, I do believe that's a rumor. I don't necessarily know if that is definitely the case, but yes, she owns her masters.
She just gave YG maybe he just showed love. Because I thought before this, I thought you had to be like, here's $100,000
or whatever.
If that's
what somebody says that they require.
Stunner Girl might have she might have had money to play with, though, for a YG feature.
Is she?
She's from Sacramento, though, so I don't think
it's like that. Is she like I don't know much about her. Is she? Have you heard of her?
That was my first time hearing of her.
I feel like I've seen the name before, though.
And I was just like, oh, but this is not hilarious. How it works. This is not how you're supposed
to
get permission.
Yeah, she signed to Epic Records.
She signed to what?
She signed to Epic.
Oh, okay. This Google says, why did Stunna leave Baddies? And I said, I don't know because I'm not watching them programs.
Oh, so she was on Baddies.
She was probably on Baddies on Zeus.
I forget that a lot of rappers can come from out of reality TV. Yep. I forget that that's another avenue.
1,000%.
She signed a $1 million record deal in 2019.
Well, congrats to her.
That's what I'm saying. She's
did she really?
And she's 25 today.
Congratulations to her.
Stunner Girl.
I can make a dick stand up.
She got a million on Instagram.
Okay.
She got another song. You want to hear courtesy of a rich nigga?
Come on. Let's hear it. Not on my cat.
There's no like.
Courtesy of a rich nigga. Jose the Great. Courtesy of a rich nigga.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she was on Bad Girls Club.
I'm not gonna do this.
They said baddies.
I'm not gonna do this.
No, courtesy of a rich
I'm
nigga.
I'm just not going to do.
An island.
I.
In a Thailand.
I mean,
you are a GD comedian.
Take care.
You really are funny, man. What a blessing.
Thank you, sir.
You are.
Islands. We're going to Thailand, courtesy of a rich nigga.
My nieces, though. They be eating this up.
Oh, yeah, there's an audience for it that love it.
1,000%.
It's not for you, Unc.
It's not for me, man. And that's my problem. I'll go listen to them 90s albums a million times over and even new stuff. Like, I just listened to, in the gym today, I was listening to Anderson .Paak, Malibu. It just holds up.
What a good time.
It's a great album.
What a good time.
And I'll listen to Doggone Earth, Wind & Fire, Greatest Hits.
You don't think Nut on My Cat is going to hold up? Fuck that, nigga. Nut on My Bag.
It's so overt.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We got to go. We got to shoot the ball in the beautiful. We love y'all. Flo Milli is my nigga. I love her.
She
friend
is
of the pod.
But at least Flo Milli can rap, though. She be on beat.
Flo Milli is
these
amazing.
These niggas weak.
Courtesy right. of a rich nigga.
Enough. I love y'all.
Going on tour. If you want to hear more, courtesy of a rich nigga.
God bless y'all.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.